Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Boy, Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
And on that note, what's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman. Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about four or five friends so we can get it in, baby. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. That's the way we do it, baby. Hey, in a minute, man, we're going to get that co-host on, Queen M.E. Get her on the line, man, and we're going to go ahead and kick it, man. Do what it is we do. We got B-Mo Slim coming up on the show a little bit later on, so y'all stick around. Hey, man, finally, a day in the ATL with no rain. Rewind, hold on. Finally, a day where I'm at in the ATL with no rain. I'll say that right there. Because, I mean, man, we have been getting it. I mean, getting dumped on left and right, back and forth. And the only crazy part about it is when you hear this it's getting flooded out, you know, a little ways away from you, you start tripping. You know, there's like, ain't over there where I'm at. Then probably about 2-3 hours later, you get snow. You get rained out.
What happened? Hold on.
Oh, okay. Hey, y'all, sorry about that, man. Y'all, I'm trying to read. I got people posting, you know, and I'm trying to check them out. I try to engage my people on the phone, man, and try to kick it with my people online, man. So, hey. Hold on, let me see. All right, y'all. Just laughing. Hey, man, but like I said, man, it is finally a day, man, without rain. So that is a good deal. So, man, I won't say I really got out and enjoyed it, man. I got out and did some painting, okay? So that's the deal right there, you know, had that. Hey, man, I had a young lady, man, that hit me, man, and y'all know, man, I try to stay away from a lot of things, man. I try to stay away from a lot of things. Hold on. We might not have y'all bear with me. Okay, there you go. I try to stay away from a lot of things as far as topics and everything on the show, because what I'm doing here is entertaining y'all. So I'm not trying to, you know, I don't try to go in and provoke no incidents and stuff like that. But she gave me this one, Latoya. Latoya said that she's been away from church for some time now. She said last time she was at church, she had no kids. She said now she has 3, with the oldest being 18. You know, so that is a long time. And she said she wanted to get back into church. You know, she went, she visited and everything there, and started talking with the congregation, you know, let them know, you know, hey, I want to be a member of the church. Now, this is where things get tricky. You know, she said that she'll admit she has not had a angelic lifestyle. One of the stipulations to her joining the church is she has to confess all of her sins in front of the entire congregation. She has to basically put her life out so everybody can know what it is she's done, and at that point, I guess, get their judgment in. And I definitely, you know, see a problem with that. You know, I believe in confessions. I mean, even in the Catholic religion, when you confess to a minister, you know, a priest, who cannot share, you know, your confessions. That means that those are private. You know, why in this case does she have to confess hers in front of all the watching and listening, and we can go ahead and call it what it is, judging people. You know what I'm saying? I had a problem with that. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. You know, if somebody else can let me know how I should be looking at it. I mean, that's the way I see it. I see, you know, her putting herself basically out for people to pass judgment, because as much as people like to say that they won't pass judgment, yes, people will pass judgment, okay? And you will have that. You will have people looking, okay? She says she has 3 kids. You know exactly where that's going, especially if she has 3 kids and she's not married, okay? If she has 3 kids and she's not married, yes, judgment is about to be passed on her. So my question to y'all, my listeners, you know, go ahead and keep it 100. if this was a stipulation for you to join, you know, church, would you join? Would you actually get there and put your life out like that? I'm already, and I'm not finna go there. This is not to go in on religion or nothing like that. This is a question, you know, Toya asked, you know, and I said, I'll take it, you know, we went back and forth, and I said, I actually take it on the show. And I asked people, you know, me, myself, I came up in the church, you know, and I mean, I know how, you know, as much as people like to say that they don't judge you, they do. I mean, part of my reason for leaving it, because we weren't angelic, you know, we weren't angelic, you know, much like her. Hey, let me see what we got on the line. This has got to be a Skype, because no phone number's got all them ones in it. Hey, Great Grind, Lawless Radio, who I got on the line?
Ebony.
Hey, what's going on, Ebony?
How are you?
All right, stranger, where you been hiding?
I'm sorry, I just been working.
That ain't a bad thing, Miss Busy. That's a good thing.
I always come back where I know I belong, so don't worry.
That's what I'm saying, babe. That's what I'm saying. Been a long time. Glad to hear your voice, man. How's everything going with you, though?
It's going. It's pretty good. I'm just trying to get back in the groove of things, and I'm working on getting back in the studio and crank out some music for everybody, so. Until then,
you can find
it to the table.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Go ahead. Get back in. We know how you get down. We know how you're a workaholic, so we know once you get yourself back in the groove with things, it's going to be all she wrote. Matter of fact, it's funny. I was just talking about you last week on the show. My people that's listening, if y'all didn't check out the Lawless Radio Awards, man, we an hour before the show went live, we sent out, you know, information to a bunch of artists. We added a surprise category, and the surprise category was basically listener's choice. So the artists had just toward the end of the show to drum up their support. And I mean, you know, I was looking at it. I was like, I'm looking at people, you know, thinking people gonna win, you know, like 20, 30 votes. You know, can you really drum up that type of support? Lo and behold, who won that category, Miss Lady? About how many votes did you win? About how many votes were still coming in after the show went off?
It was more than 100.
Hey, see, when I went ahead and threw in the towel for everybody, it was at 207. I threw in the towel for everybody.
I was thankful, though.
Hey, yes, you were thankful. I was, too. Like, wow. I bet I won't do that again.
Don't say that.
No, don't worry about it. Yes, I will. Because, I mean, it really gives... It gave the artists the opportunity to, you know, to really see their fans support them, you know. And, I mean, you know, even though Ebony won, there were a lot of people, you know, in that category because you got to nominate yourself. And people nominated themselves, and they had a ton of votes, you know, for this last-minute, you know, contest, if you'll call it that. And I was really tripping because, again, you know, I figured, you know, people would get probably about 10, 20 votes, somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
These people were getting votes. I'm trying to remember the young lady that was neck and neck with you for about 2 or 3 seconds.
Or something like that.
Something like that. I mean, y'all were neck and neck for about a split second. Next thing you know, they press pause and you keep going. Like,
no.
Wow. That's all I can say.
Speaking
wow.
Of the award show, what's the status of the award show here? I have a couple of artist affiliates on my end that are interested in being nominated. Of course, I won't be involved this year because I haven't really released anything, but I want to get
right
for them.
We are, at this point, we're looking to do it at the end of the year or the top of the year, but because so many different things are going on within the Lawless Entertainment organization, we really pushed it back. It was actually supposed to have been going on this August, but we pushed it back because of a number of other things that are taking place, and I didn't want to half do the show. I didn't want to take away from the importance of the show, you know, but being tied up with the other things that we have going on, I know something would have took a hit, either the other things or the show. One of the two would have took a hit, and I didn't want neither one to take a hit. So we put it off, and I'll be putting that blast out there, letting everybody know exactly when it is. You know, I really appreciate everybody that got involved last year. You know, the first annual was good, but I'm all about that upgrade thing in life. Life is about an upgrade. So last year was good. I need this year to be like five times better. You know, it has got to be. It's got to be a jump up. You know what? Now, you know what? Let me throw this question on you. Got a young lady, Toya. Her and I were going back and forth a little earlier today. And she said basically what the situation is, you know, she hasn't been to church in a while, you know. So she stopped going to church before she had kids. You know, now she has three kids, you know, with the oldest being 19, you know, and that'll tell you how long she's been away from church. Well, she decided, you know, now, you know, hey, it's time to give my life to the Lord, you know, and she went to join church, you know. Now, as she's talking, you know, to them, you know, I want to become a member of the church, you know, she was told that, you know, to become a member of the church, she'll have to confess her sins, basically repent in front of the entire congregation, you know, basically stand up and tell her story. Do you see anything wrong with that, or do you think that that should be just basic?
I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm on the fence about anything. What kind of church is this, Baptist or you don't know?
Lutheran.
Okay.
Is she
for doing that, or is she against
it? She's confused right now. Her problem, this was the thing she brought to us that she was talking back and forth to in the group. Her thing is she has not lived an angelic lifestyle. And if she was to confess all of the things, yeah, nobody's perfect, but she, you know, she just said that she has done a lot of questionable things. And for her to do that in front of all these people, she felt like the minute she gets through talking to them, you know, she'll end up leaving the church, right, because she'll feel like, you know, they're watching her, they're judging her, and she don't want to do that, but she want to get back into the church. But this is the church that her family, you know, has belonged to, you know, for the past years, you know, so she want to go to church with her family. You know, me, I'm going to tell you my thing with it. I don't see it to be something that I would want to do, reason being, when you look at the Catholic Church system is set up for you to confess to a priest who basically don't even know who you are. You see?
Right.
So he cannot be judgmental. Plus, anyway, he takes your sins to the grave with him. So it's not like, you know, he's going to leave out of there, hey, man, let me tell you, T.L. just confessed that he be smoking weed, man, in the bathtub, man, listening to Freddie Mercury. You know, he can't go out and he can't do that. You know, but now when you're talking about standing up in front of a congregation, there's a different thing between giving your testimony and repenting. You see, repenting, you're going to name all of it. You know, okay, let's just say she was a drug addict. Toya, I know you're listening. I'm not saying you was on drugs. Because let's just say that she was on drugs and she was out there bad, you know, stealing, selling her body, doing whatever it is, you know, she was doing. Do you really want to stand up in front of your sister, your mother, your brother, your father, your cousin, your auntie, your uncle, and a bunch of other strangers and go through the gory details of what you did to get drugs? You see what I'm saying? And now, next Sunday, you think that Brother Peter, you know, who just got that
like
Social Security. Right, but Brother Peter just got that Social Security, so he want to see if you're going to still trick off. So Brother Peter going to holler at you, uh-huh. let you know, man, you know, hey, if you still doing strange things for a little taste of change, you know what I'm saying, holler at your man, you know. Or
right.
you got Sister Betty. Sister Betty, man, don't let me catch you looking at my husband no more, you nasty B. You know what I'm saying? This is what you're about to, you know, that's my opinion. That's what I see coming out of it, you know, because people are judgmental. As much as everybody loves to go and speak the little cliches and the same scriptures out of the Bible, people are judgmental. We are. That's our nature. I look at you standing over a dead body with a knife in your hand, the first thing I say, you killed dude. I would never believe you pulled the knife out because you saw him. I'm not going to believe that. You are guilty. I have judged you. You know? So that's the thing. That's my part. I mean, we had so many other you know, points that were brought up in it, and I was trying to hold on to that stuff, but mess around and I don't have it. I'm still trying to find that string. Anybody that's listening that was a part of that string in the Sweet Tooth group,
in my opinion, like, regardless of what anybody else has to say, she needs to find it in herself to do and place herself in a situation that she's comfortable understanding that she wants to do the thing. But if you are asking her to do something that she's not content with, then don't do it.
Right.
Find this home that's going to welcome you and make you feel like we are here for you. We're not here to know your story and prejudge you afterwards. You know what I'm saying? So
you know
what? For you, I understand you caught some type of bad energy between you and your family because that's where they're going. What about you? It might not work for you.
And you know what?
So,
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But you know the reference that was used in the group. Basically, it was being, I would say, compared to Facebook. One of the things was like repenting the things you've done is no different than, you know, common posts on social networks.
Right.
You know, people put all their business there. But that's not true because you have so many people. I don't put anything on anything that you see on one of these social networks is what I want people to know.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's it. Then you get somebody like my wife. You go to my wife saying, you don't even know she actually knows she got one. She don't tell you because everybody don't put their life on these networks. People like to keep their stuff, some things to themselves. Some people are old fashioned and believe my business is my business. You know, some people really believe that. And for her to go and stand up in front of a whole congregation, now I could see if it was somewhere where, you know, Reverend said something like, well, this is an intervention, you know, I want to talk to you with your family, you know, we want to make sure that you don't backslide and get on the drugs and everything.
Right.
You know, I could see that. But now I get to stand up in front of you, hey, I'm a man, I'm a recovering crack addict, you know, I done fathered about 18 kids, I don't know who none of them are, I ain't worked a day in my life. You know, but you set yourself up for judgment. That's what I see it as. Because
then they may feel like, oh, I don't think that you're worthy of being a member of this church just because you was doing drugs. All the thing and you're here, so you don't think you get yourself together.
There you go. You know what people say, you don't change. People really believe you don't change. So nobody's going to hear you're not a crackhead no more. Hey, let me see
who
this is.
Right.
We got on the line. This is my man,
V-Mo. Yo, what's happening with
you, T.L.? Oh, man, what's going on, man? You got Ebony on, man. You got Ebony Slater on with me, man.
Hey, Eb, how you doing, mama?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm finna give y'all a couple of songs because I know when I ask V-Mo this question, I know where we going, y'all, so y'all strap. I know y'all seatbelts, man. I know where this is going, man. Y'all stay right there. Lawless Radio.
Uh-huh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go.
You got them heels on, the legs long. I can tell you put it down by the way you walk. Everybody in your body gotta put my hands on. Shorty, you can even be my baby mama. Cause I really wanna break you, whoa, girl. And I'm gonna get you out of this draw, girl. Cause you will look better than your birthday suit. And I just wanna freak with you. It's your song, you gotta go.
I'm trying to figure out a plan to get you in my hands. You're not a dime, you a diamond. Shining, thick thighs, pretty face, eyes that are blind you. I got money, a big house in Air City. I'm a king and I need a queen to share with me. I wanna make you laugh, bless you with that tongue bath. Me and you, we go together just like a pen and pad. Holding hands in the mall with my favorite girl. Don't even know your first name, but you deserve the world. You can get it all, don't you ever doubt me. I'm guaranteed to get you gone when you feel my mouthpiece.
I was born in the city. There's no fries on me. schoolboy. In the city, moved out 11th grade. West Coast didn't work cause I in Minnesota made. Now scaring other players like a handful of spades, and scaring other rappers with my lyrical grenades. But soda is time for me to make this money, and once I get enough, no one can take it from me. The years before this one, I feel like a crash dummy. But after my crash, it's been a new life for me. St. Paul, no, it ain't no G-code, but you can meet a plethora of people. Get played short like Danny DeVito, and get your bones broke like an Evo. Do not speak nor talk no evil. If I ain't here, then it's like no casinos in Reno. Last name Brown, first name Nino. I'm the star in my city like T.O. Yeah.
I was born in the city. There's no flies on
St. Paul, Minnesota. Right off 94, actually. Kind of over, yeah, right on Dale Street. If you keep going, hit 52, you know, that's where I was raised. Congress,
yeah, crazy,
cool, well, you know what I'm talking about.
It's long. Yeah. Westside, Chi-Town, M-A-D, I rep that. Sick of roll, roll, I leave here, and I said that. Home of the black and gold, where they keep the fans up. Peace sign, show up, pay attention to the fingers. I'm shining like the Sears Tower, L running through my city. L's in my heart, L's up if you feel me. Never been a bus attack, the city ain't having that. When the city blow, it's cold, so that's how you gotta act. Fast pace, make haste, every cat got a case. Holy Saints say, old cats know it's just a sandbox lesson, showing shoulders how to go. Learn to be a go-getter. Brains in the streets, slung cane in the streets, feet down in the streets, red game in the streets. Gaze or I walk through the valley of these other cities, I should feel none showing pride for my life.
I was born in the city, there's no prize on me. Life can deliver, no surprise to me. Got a head full of trouble, the world's weight on my back. I'm a fighter, a survivor.
Hey, yo, Tommy Real. We done did it again, homie.
I love this town, it's going down. All kind of
freaks around. Hooked on that southern sound. Throw your A's and then show your grill. Yeah, we country, but we know the deal. You can't play the game if you don't know the feel. Drop some plays and then go for real. Hold it for my own clique. Be more slim on his own shoe. Taking names to all the lanes. Don't play no games in my zone. Ride around in my own. Rep three, keep it G. I'm the motherfucker that they come to see. I'ma bring it home if it's meant to be. Cause I'm with the squad. All thanks to God. I'm back again. And we play to win. So pull the hand. You can keep the gym. We run the town. You can't get in. Chevy Blaze go chop, chop. AKs go chop, chop. Go around and get your top, drop. Ride around in that hot box, slow cooker, crock pot. The block hot, the Glock high. It's cracking around here like pop rocks. Ride around with that top back, with a bad bass. She top left, mohawk, tattoos. Yeah, she be on that rock. Then I'm a rock boy on the corner like sidewalk. Get to the money, my hit these licks. Speed these, that's why I roll with a whole bunch of killers. K-I-N-G, blow that hard. No pistol, no bodyguard. Slim on my squad, on these 8-time streets we guard. E-E-E, point, south side, they know we clown. Bozo, flip these burgers, quarter pound. Uh-oh, you in trouble now. Flip this money, double down. Who else gon' get it? Shout out to that debt committed. You know I'm representing. We bought that money and power, we been. You just a snitch, a coward, get the fuck out my city.
Yo, what it do? This your homeboy, the pride of the South Side, B-Mo Slim, and you are now listening to Lawless Radio with the chairman, my homeboy, TL. Y'all already know what it is. Tune in. Tell a friend. Let's get it popping.
That's what the business is. B-Mo, what's going on, man? Are you in? Yeah, there you go. There you go. What's going on with you, B-Mo?
Man, just riding through the city, man, trying to make a jug, man, trying to make a play.
Hey, man, dig that, man. You know I dig
right
that, man. Man, you know what I got to throw this one out to you, man. Got a young lady, man. She hit me up. You know, we chopped it up. You know, and here's the situation. She's been away from church, you know, for a long time. So she hasn't been to church since before she had kids. She said her oldest kid is now 19. So that's a long time. You know, and she wanted to give her life to God. You know, she wanted to go back to church. You know, she went, you know, with her family and everything. And one of the stipulations, I won't say stipulations, but one of the things she has to do is she's got to confess to all of her sins in front of the congregation before she can be accepted as a member.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I said, well, she says she has lived a less than angelic lifestyle. But me, where I see the problem in that is, we're talking about you going to the church, which is basically a house of assembly. This house of assembly is not God. Why should you be required to confess to them? Confess? Your confession should be between you and God. You know, I mean, you think about like the Catholic Church. You know, you go in, you confess to the priest, and my man can't say nothing. He can't tell nobody nothing. You confess. You know, you go in there, man. I just took about five on my way here. You know, he can't tell. He can't tell. But now you're gonna stand up. You know, and you know, let's just say, you know, she's a crackhead. You know, let's just say she was covering her body. All of these things, Will you really feel comfortable being a part of this ministry now that you have told all of that?
Well, I'm assuming this is a Baptist denomination, correct?
No, this is a Lutheran church.
Oh, okay. I don't have that much familiarity with Lutheran, but...
Yes, me neither.
The funny thing is that I grew up in a Christian environment for about my first, all the way from almost infancy up till about fourth grade. I was a student of Old National Christian Academy. So I had that foundation already instilled in me. And once I got up in age and got into the street, public school, I got away from that.
Okay.
You know, I just came back off of quote-unquote vacation. So I used that time to try to reconnect. So
right.
It's funny that you asked me that question because I, for the longest time, did not understand the relevance in going to a church and having to fellowship with people who probably are going to be talking about you the minute that they get out on that church parking lot. You see what I'm saying? But here's
well,
what
why they got to wait. Why they got to wait? They're going to be talking about you when you ain't looking.
Right. Right. They might be doing it right then and there sitting on the pew. But the bottom line is that, and this is what I had to read and get caught back up on, God wants us to fellowship with one another. We don't necessarily have to do it in large groups. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even prefer it to be in large groups. A group of no more than 12 people. That way you still have some measure of control. Once you falter, once you go through your situation, I can be there to help you. I can be there to lean, you know, you can lean on me and things of that
right.
nature. And the stuff that we fellowship about, we're supposed to be able to keep within that circle. We're supposed to
right.
be able to help one another when we see somebody in that circle has stopped coming. We're supposed to go
mm-hmm.
back out there and grab them. We don't leave them to float out into the ocean. We bring them back to the shoreline. So
right,
this is
right.
what I had to read, and once I got that understanding, I understood basically why the need to fellowship was important. That's what God wants us to do. So
right.
it's embarrassing to some. For a person like me, who I've always been able to bare my soul
mm-hmm.
and be an open book, just like I was telling Tavares, it's like, you know, once I put that out, you can't really use that against me. I've just taken
right.
a lot of power out of that, you know. So I'm
right,
the
right.
first one to call myself out on things and put that out there so that, like I said, nobody can go and use that as a weapon against me. So
I
don't.
And you know what?
I
like the spin that you put on that. You know,
right.
if I go ahead and give you, you know, the ammunition that you eventually are going to try to use against me, then basically you can't. Now, when you put it that way, I look at it a little
yeah.
different, but my problem with it, when I look at it, is, okay, us. You know, I use myself for an example. We grew up in the church. That's, I mean, anybody that done read
right.
biography know I started out, you know, church choir. I mean, we were there. Come on, pastor kids, Reverend Collie Dickens. You know, we pastor grandkids. I mean, you know, so what do you think we did? I mean, we were there. You named the church event. We were there, you know. I
right.
learned to play music in the church, you know. So
uh-huh.
well, while we were there, you know, me being, you know, the high yellow, curly-haired kid I was, all I ever did was got made fun of. All I did was walk up on people talking about me. You know, they looked at my mother. You
right.
know, my mother was dark. They look at me, you know, and all you ever hear, you know, she done laid down with some white man. You know, that's all you
wow.
ever hear. So, right, so, you know, my love for the church went out the back door, you know, because these are the people that you're supposed to be able to turn to. You know, the whole community thing, the each one, teach one, you know, it takes a village and all of that stuff. You know, so in knowing that they took, you know, something that wasn't true, it made it a true because it basically was a true because all I ever got caught was Master Baby, you know, and stuff like
wow.
that. You know, which is the reason today when I still don't have a lick of hair on my head. I started shaving my head by 12 to get away from that stuff.
Wow, really?
Yeah, but for real, if I let my hair grow right now, I feel very uncomfortable. You know, that I look and see that curl, I can even tell that little curly stuff up there. It started itching. I feel very, very uncomfortable. So I've been shaving my head that long. Everybody else had Jerry Curls and braids, and I was Telly Savalas, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, I understand. And that comes from years of being, like, ridiculed, and that made you self-conscious about it. Yeah, that's crazy, man. But yeah.
Very self-conscious about it. So now, in taking something like that and doing it to a child, I would imagine what they would do to an adult. You know, she go there. You know, and again, Trey, I know you listening. Don't. I'm not saying you're the crackhead. But I'm saying, let's just say she get up there. You know, hey, I was a crackhead. I was out there bad. I was selling my body. You know, I stole from
right.
my mama. I stole from my brother. You know, my kids, I don't know who none of their fathers are. You know, I was out there bad like that. You know, and she go through all of that stuff. Now, to me, I think that it would be a very uncomfortable environment. You know, like I said, you got Reverend Meeks. You know, Reverend Meeks, you know, try to fly it at her. He want to see if she'll still go. Hold on, you said you were stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying, if you ever, you ever feel like, you know, you just need a little extra change, you know, come do a couple of things for me. You know, now you got Sister Shirley, you know, she's selling her body. I see her looking at my husband. I see her looking at my son. You know, you
right.
always feel like these people are looking at you. So how can you fellowship in an environment that you don't feel comfortable in?
I think it takes time. I think that everybody's going to have that preconceived notion, or they're going to have some mm-hmm. kind of formed opinion until they actually get the chance to know you, and then those walls come down. And then you find out that this person that had this stigma attached could possibly be the same person that saves your life one day, gives you the shirt off your back at the moment that you need it the most.
Hey, hold on. Have you been working with Zimmerman?
No.
You know, save somebody's life and everything over with.
Yeah. And you know, that was a PR stunt, right?
Hey, man, I couldn't help it, man. When you said this could be the person that saved your life, I couldn't help it, man.
Yeah, right. But it's the truth, man, because I've encountered people in my life that under normal circumstances I would have stayed away from, or I had some kind of issue with or whatever. And
right.
after a certain amount of time, I went to them, or they came to me, or some kind of way we wound up communicating with one another and found out, hey, man, you ain't as bad as I thought you was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you start feeling bad, like, man, I shouldn't even case that guy up like that. You know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. But the bad part, man, you know that we as human beings, man, we are very judgmental people.
Judgmental, right.
Right. And I could see before that single person get the opportunity to know her, I could see her up out of there removing herself from that situation. Because remember now, again, she's coming into this with kids. Okay? So now let's just say that she's had herself clean for the youngest kids, because the oldest kid is 19. She didn't say how old the other two kids are. But let's just make those younger kids 10, 11, where you understand certain things, but you still don't understand it. You know, somebody said your mama was a crackhead. You know what that is, but everything else associated with you really don't know. So now those kids are in church while these people are bad-mouthing mama behind her back. Oh, yeah, and she used to. You know, all of this stuff now, you know, is not her problem because, you know, like you said, she uses it. Now it can't be used against her. You know, I gave that to y'all. Y'all can't use that against me. But now it's the kids. You know, so how do the kids, you know, respond to that? And, again, going back to myself, we're talking about a 12-year-old kid, you know, when everybody was, you know, trying to have, you know, the best Jerry Curls and stuff, I'm shaving my head in the kitchen so that when I go to church, they can't be making fun of me. You know, how many times can you be called little black Jesus and stuff? You know, you can't take that as a kid. You know, as a kid, you know, things bother you. I mean, I got suspended, fifth grade, hitting a girl with a chair because she said my mama did the hoochie coochie. My mama was pregnant with my little sister, but hey, we don't know nothing about a hoochie coochie or where the kid come from. But she was a baby.
Right.
She said, your mama do the hootie-cootie. No, she don't, you know. So now we're talking about a little kid, you know, not understanding that, you know, and being ridiculed, I could see her grabbing a kid and running, you know, running for the border. You know, I didn't want them to find out like this, you know, stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, kids are the worst when it comes to stuff like that, man. I mean, you know, I grew up teased, I grew up bullied, and it definitely had an outlook, I mean, not an outlook, excuse me, an effect on my life thereafter. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And I was never, well, I shouldn't take that back. I think what it was for me is that it was certain people that I let intimidate me. And then it were other kids that I intimidated because I was intimidated by other people. It was like,
right.
You know, everybody's not going to mess with me. I'm going to have to put
right.
it out here some kind of way to let somebody know that he ain't just to be messed with all the way around.
There you
and,
go. There you go.
One incident in particular where I just had enough one day. You know, like, that's why 8 Mile is one of my favorite movies, because I can relate to being bullied and having to go through some of that stuff and what happens when you finally reach that point, you know, that you're not taking it anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I know how cruel children can be. And
right.
That's something I try to teach mine, man. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it. Don't do it. If
right.
you ain't got nothing nice to say, shut up.
Yep. Shut your doggone mouth. I mean, because, I mean, yeah, I was there. I mean, you know, like I said, little yellow kid, man. I mean, hey, light-skinned guys got in, you know, like the late 80s, early 90s. But, hey, please understand, light-skinned wasn't always cool. You know, nowadays,
right.
you know, like, ooh, the light-skinned, ooh, the Beyonce, that Hazel, like, no. When I was a shawty, Beyonce got picked on. I'm telling you right now, she got picked on, man. They wasn't looking at it, you know. Kids, I mean, it was, I don't know. I still won't say it's as bad as today because, you know, I think that the only way that kids can really, really push kids to those limits now is getting into the social networking. What is a show about a year or so ago we had.
Right, I remember that.
The little girl that hung herself, she couldn't take
mm-hmm.
it no more. You know, 13
yeah.
years of age, and her only way out, you know, that she saw was to kill herself because of the Photoshop and the pictures and stuff they did. You know, I think that, you know, kids were cool back in those days, but really
nowhere like where they are now. Yeah.
No, I really think it gave you a strength because my first battling experiences came from doing the dozens. You know, so,
okay.
yeah, you talk about me today, you're going to make me cry. Okay, cool. But now I'm going to get my opportunity to get back at you. You know, and everybody got the opportunity to really get back at each other, and it made a lot of thick skins, you know, body punching, slap boxing, wrestling, you know, and all of that, you know, and it wouldn't be like now, you know. So, like me, you know, like I said, with her, what I see, I don't see it so much as coming back on her as I see it coming back on her through her kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you
guys,
you know, I mean, the one thing that I've always hated, you know, and we used to see it in the church, you know, the kids that were the poor of kids got mistreated. They got mistreated, you know, sorry to say. You know, I sat there watching in the church, you know, you tell them little dirty, go tell them little dirty kids, sit down, you know. I tell them kids, you know, the little dirty ones, you get ready to take pictures, you put the little dirty ones in the middle, put everybody around them, barely can see them. My man about 3 feet, you got somebody 4'5" in front of them. You really don't want to see him in his picture. You know,
right.
So I mean that's like my whole thing with it be. I mean, I'm glad that she is, you know, deciding, you know, to go to church because, you know, like you said, I really believe that we need the fellowship. I think that if there were more fellowship and going on within the world, we wouldn't have the problems that we have, especially within our communities. Remember, our communities used to be bound by our churches. The church was the glue that held our communities together. Now, even though we
right.
got a church on every other corner, you know, the community is unraveled. And then you look and you see it's because a lot of the people within the communities are not even attending the church. You know?
Well, I'm
going to
say this
a
little bit. I definitely want to interject because you said something profound, but also, too, depending on who you talk to, And there's a certain amount of validity to that side of the argument. They also have said that the churches was holding black folks back.
You know, I'm going to tell you.
Let that wash over you for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so, like, when
you
hear something
what?
Like that, you're like, what are you talking about? But then after you sit down and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And how, say that again?
But no, I agree, you know, with that statement, you know, on the grounds of what I've always seen being a problem is that whole forgiving your enemies thing and that whole looking past and taking care of strangers and all of that. I've always seen that as a setback because, you know, you have so many people that utilize that, you know, the Lord said, give, you know, and give and give and give, you know, and then, you know, you kind of like question them. I had a situation on the train, you know, where, you know, young lady's trying to argue this girl now. I'm like, man, I bet you go to church, but in the Bible, it said that God said get everybody to beg from you, you know. And the girl like, oh, wait a minute. You know, you got to rewind now. That ain't what it said in the Bible. In the Bible, Jesus said it. God didn't say it. You know, now Oh, God, get mad quick.
Because everybody gets mad, but that's why I don't need to discuss religion. Because people always, like, religion is, people interpret it how they want to interpret it. But what I was going to say was, what I was really going to say was how people have a tendency to just sit back and just say, or they get comfortable with saying, well, you know, God going to take care of it, or, you know, I got blind faith. And that's cool that you have faith. But you also have to get out there and you got to do some things to make something happen. You can't just sit back. You know rent's due in 2 days. You're like, I ain't worried about it. God got me. And it's like, God ain't going to come up here and just knock on your door with no check now. I mean, you know,
hey,
I don't even believe that.
But B, those same people that said that also believe that God helped those who helped themselves. Get it? Help themselves.
Right.
They also believe that faith without work is void. Faith without work. You know what I'm saying, people? So
absolutely.
If they sitting around talking about, I'm waiting for the Lord to come. I just wait for it. He's gonna be here any day now. They really don't believe, man. They don't believe. That is true, man. You gotta get out, man. And I mean, I can't lie to you. That's the number one line I use on people. Well, you know, the Lord said give. Okay, he also helped those who helped themselves, too. Begging for me ain't
that's
helping
right.
you.
Absolutely
it ain't going to happen. It ain't going
to happen,
man. Hey, D.
What's up,
D.
man? Yo.
Man, I said we got a bomb to drop on these people, don't we, D?
Oh, yeah, man.
D, man.
Absolutely.
You going to do the honors, B, for my man. Who gonna do the honors, man?
Oh man, I mean, hey man, it's grit grind with the chairman. I think you should go ahead and do, and then whatever needs to be said after that, we can go ahead and speak on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know Lawless Entertainment is always looking to one notch up. That's all. It's life is about an upgrade. You know, that's what I believe. Life is about an upgrade. You always got to do better with each passing day, each passing month, each passing year. I have been blessed to be able to say that we have secured an agreement with BMO Slim, who will now be joining the Lawless Entertainment family. I want to thank my man, Tavares Wilson, man, who worked with us on getting this, man. But I definitely got to thank BMO Slim. I mean, what is that to say? What is that to say about the man? The man's a workhorse. Anybody listening that's familiar with BMO know all of the things that I can say he brings to the table. We're not talking about just as an artist. We're talking about as an all-around entertainer. We're talking about acting, graphics, music, all the way around. You know, you're talking about a market within itself, his own brand. So when I say that BMO is coming on, we're talking about bringing a brand, a strong brand, within another strong brand, man. That's like, what do they call that? Pedigree material, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm definitely excited to be part of Lawless Entertainment. Officially, well, I won't even say officially because I've already been a part. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what the cool thing about it? Right, right. You know, we just went ahead and just went on and crossed some T's and dotted them I's, man. But basically, what TL has allowed me to do for anybody listening, man, he's allowed me to be able to add another dimension to, like he said, the brand. Beforehand, I was just a triple threat. You know, I do my acting here and there, do the music. Obviously, that's what many people know me from, and then the graphic design. But now I can go from the triple threat to the quadruple threat. TL has allowed me to add radio host to my repertoire, to my resume. And that meant a lot to me because that's kind of where I want to segue and transition into once I'm done doing music. I've always had a healthy love for the radio, and being a part of Lawless Radio After Dark with, you know, him affording me the opportunity to have my own segment, my own show, the BMO Slim Experience, which will be coming on right after Grit Grind, shameless plug. You know, it means a lot. You know, it means a lot to me to be able to be a part of growth, you know, being able to be in a situation where I can add to what I have already amassed, and looking forward to seeing what the future holds, looking forward to see what else is next, and being able to conquer some more goals and climb some more mountains. And the biggest thing for me personally is to be able to do it with a team. Anybody who knows me knows how I feel about that. And that's not to discredit anything or any other situation I had before. I've had a wonderful team that I'm still a part of, 480 Worldwide. They were very, very instrumental in getting me to this point where we are right now, having this conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not a situation where I'm waving, we won't see each other, we won't deal with one another, anything like that. It's just to a point where T felt like I was ready for the next level. And I appreciate anything that he's ever been able to see in me. When I've doubted myself, he's always been there to show me the error of my ways and my thinking, and, you know, kind of help me keep my eyes on the prize. So I definitely want to give him the utmost respect, give him the biggest shout out, because he too is the workhorse. He works harder than me. And I don't think I work that hard. It's always room for improvement, but that dude, that sets the bar pretty damn high, you know. So
hey,
everything.
That dude.
You know.
Go ahead, man. Cause that dude, man. I'm not gonna lie, man. Dude had me weak, man. We shoot, man, and bro, like off in the cut, man. I'm thinking my man on some daydreaming, man. Why everybody saying they lies, you know, like, man, bro, bored with them and they actors. I know when I get up, my man's gonna be, and my man like out of nowhere starts telling people how they feeling here. That woo-wop, like, oh no. So he was sucking all of this in, because my man, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I left outside of that, man, another kind of way, man, because, I mean, memorizing lines, man, come on, man. I've been memorizing songs since I was 5, 6 years old, so ain't no thing to memorize no lines, but, you know, now it's a little bit more than that. You know,
It is. You sound like me when I first. Right. Like, you can take some elements. And this is what I used to always tell myself, and I see is not really the case. Like, I used to always say when I first started cutting my teeth is that, oh, I can take some elements of music and apply it here. No, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's really not the same. The only similarities and parallels that you could probably associate with it is the fact that you are having to read. It's just like, you know, words, text, whatever the case may be, and having to memorize it to a certain degree. But that's where it stops. Because I wouldn't even say that's where it stops, because, see, a lot of times when people do music, if you haven't memorized it, you can kind of go in there and get in front of that microphone, and it'll sound like you reading it. So
that
too you can apply to. You know what I'm saying? That too you can also take from the music and apply there too, because once you know your lines, that's just half the battle. Now you have to bring it about in a way that is believable.
And
you got to add that inflection. You got to add that tone. You got to take some of those characters and make them you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Whether or not it's I want to wear this, you know, I think that this character does this with his hair, or he does this
with that.
You add your little pieces. As long as it doesn't take from the overall picture, you have to own that character, because then you can really get the most out of it that you are trying to get. You know, so I didn't learn that from nobody else but my time at 480.
I
worked on different sets before, and they just kind of like just let you do what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then like maybe you'll hear how good you were, or maybe you'll hear how bad you were. You'll hear it in your passion, whatever. But T works with his actors, and he'll get the best out of you. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Again, I want to salute T, man, Rod, Shane Donovan, everybody over there, man, you know, for taking me on. I was with Sin City / 480 now since 2011, you know, and we had some great times. We still going to have some good times.
No doubt.
But this was just the best move for everybody involved. I want to come over here to Lawless. I want to set the bar high. I want to do some big things. I feel like therapy session can really get everything out of that project that it can get by it being released on Lawless Entertainment. You see what I'm saying? So,
no doubt, man.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, man, thank you for taking the chance on Lawless Entertainment, man. Thank my man T, you know, for even,
right.
you know, considering that, you know, the fact that, you know, you should have been working with us, man. But I mean, just from day one, man, it's been nothing but love between the two camps, man. So that's just, I mean, all it is just family, man. That's all it is, man. So that is a good deal, man. Looking forward. Everybody, y'all keep your eyes on Facebook, Twitter. Keep your ears on Lawless Radio. We got some celebratory things that will be coming about as a result of this. We'll be announcing,
right.
man. Y'all going to get out with us. You're going to shake hands, man. Take shots, man. And I'm talking about drinks, fools. Cause I don't want y'all to come. Hey, you know how it is when we get together, dog. We be wanting to shoot up places. No, but serious, man. We definitely going to get together, man. We gonna have it, man. I mean, it's all about progression, man. Lawless Entertainment has some great progress this year, man. Just really, really happy with the Lawless Radio After Dark, which B-Mo was telling you about. B-Mo was on Wednesday nights, man. Catrice came back, man, to go to Lawless Radio After Dark, man. Myself on Mondays, man. Mel Lawless, man. Her and Elmo really doing things over on Saturday nights. So, I mean, it's really, really
brand
itself.
What's happening?
Shout out. She gonna be calling in. She don't miss a show. She's going to be calling in a minute. The girl got to put the tag out there. It's Lawless, baby. So she's going to be home in a minute. You ain't got to worry about that. But, man,
right.
yeah, man. So, I mean, it's been a great year, and this is only July. So the rest of this
right.
year, man, is going to be something, man. So, man, shout out to 480. Shout out to T. Rod, man. All y'all out there, man. Marlo, man. Marquita, man. Good. Big ups, man. But again, man, we are happy to have B-Mo on, man. And it's about to be one, y'all. That's all I can say is it's Lawless. Y'all know what
I do.
Man.
Oh yeah.
There you go, well, man. Hey,
you
let
know,
me get this going. Go.
Go ahead. You got it.
No. I was gonna say we got somebody calling in 678-907. Who we got on the line? Okay,
oh, what's up? Yeah, yo, B, man, congratulations, my big brother, man. I can't wait to see what you and Lawless are going to do, man. I expect nothing but greatness.
Oh, man, thank you, man. You already know what it is, man. Gloves are off now. Everybody putting their seatbelts on, man. There ain't no restrictions now. It's like, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, you know, this is just going to be an awesome union of forces. And basically, you know, with me kind of sitting back and seeing how things, you know, go over here, man, and I never really wanted to be any kind of distraction, and because you know me, Rod. Hey, man, we get it. I turn up on them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, I know, brother.
Wanna,
I know.
Never want to, right, you know what I'm saying? So as a result, man, like, you know, I never want to do that to sacrifice any business, but I feel like right here, this is where I could let the world really see, you know what I'm saying, what I've been having to, you know, kind of reel in, so to speak, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
Definitely got some things in the works, man. We got a brand new single coming up here shortly, man. I'm not gonna put a time frame on it. It's done, but I gotta obviously let the powers that be at Lawless Entertainment check it out, and because them other joints, you know, we just played for the city, and you know, we still got the Matt Go record, man. Those are now official street singles, man. We getting ready to. We go in with this project, we're going to hit them with a brand new single and start it from the gate that way, you know. So I want everybody to get ready for that one because that's going to be a monster. And I got to shout T out for even having the vision to say that's your single.
You know, hey, yeah. Speaking of T, here goes T right here, man.
Right.
Hey, T, you on?
I'm on, bro. You hear me?
What's going on, man?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, congratulations, B. Congratulations to Lawless. You're definitely getting the talent, man. It's a great day, man. I'm sitting back cheese, and I was listening to the show, and I'm just extremely proud of how this all came together. I'm extremely proud of the last couple of years that you spent with us, B. And just getting to this point, man, is something special. And I'm just,
thank you, man.
I'm proud right now, man. I'm very proud.
Man, no doubt, no doubt. T, man, thank you, man. Shout out to you, bro.
Hey, man.
Well, man, I mean, hey, he made it possible, man. Like, I think
hey, that's
really,
what I'm saying,
you know what
man.
Saying?
Hey, man.
Right, yeah, like.
I know you humble. You humble, bro, for saying, hey, I got to get credit where it's due, man.
Right.
You know, I just try to do what I can to, you know, help whoever I can, man. I believed in B from the start. You know, and I just wanted to put him in a position to succeed, man. And, you know, you already know how I feel about Lawless. It was really the perfect marriage, and we were building up to that point. So,
yeah.
It was selfish of me to not realize the potential there, you know, to get that on the table and get it moving, man. I mean, it just all came together, man, the way it was supposed to. And here we are. Here we are.
No doubt, man. That's what it is. Hey, let me see who's this. We got a 678-381. Who we got on the line?
Good evening. This is Boss Lady.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mom.
What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? I just wanted to congratulate you. B. Very proud, yeah. Very proud. It's a big step for you, and it's nothing but up from here.
Nothing but.
I really appreciate that coming from you. That means a lot.
Yeah, I wanted you to hear it first. So I'm proud. Been listening to the show. You fellas have a good night.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, now. There you go, man.
Pop
there you
some
go.
Bottles,
that's what,
Chairman.
That, hey, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying, man. Hey, we should have bottles on this show, man. Rod, I know you got, Rod, what you got on my drink, Rod?
look, I'm at the 9 to 5 right now, boy. They won't let me bring no bottles up in here. look, boy, I be having some fun right now.
Awesome, man. We're a spike here. How that sound, man?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm... Hey, matter of fact, y'all know what? Here we go, man. Here go my celebratory joint right here, y'all. Let me see if this sounds familiar.
Oh,
shoot. Yes.
Y'all say it right there.
Yes.
Lights top feeling, chillin', yup, riding in the Rover. Call my my chick up, tell I'm coming over. She like a soldier, she ride when she's supposed to. And I'm the closer, I'm forgetting that you know this. Sit back and you can witness like Jehovah's. I am the one, check results with Marvin Povich. Your token, I'm kinda fond of the smoking. Blow the cush in the air, keep me focused. Focus to these motherfucking jokers. I'm winning, okay. And for the lanes, here's some coaching. Yes.
Shit on my mind, got a compulsion for winning, so let's get on the grind. They need to throw in the towel, cause they don't have a throttle. No. I make guacamole, no avocado, and I still have bravado, cause I go at a motto. Treat my life as a gamble, like I'm breaking the lotto. And I got people waiting, like I place them on hold. Never forsaking them, no, great at making that dough. You don't like what I'm doing, cause I'm blowing a fan. Mistletoe in my back pocket, kiss my ass. Whether they peaches or lemons, respect the player's decision. Way I'm slaying my vision, yeah. I'm about to get it cracking like some chapped lips. I'm about to make it happen, make the track flip. You know we going in, we trying to win. B-Mo, sharp tongue, sin, and Shane Donovan.
Oh, beast, straight to the golden beast. We ain't got no time to be wasted. We just 16 already been in love. You cut class cause you found you a thugness. You think you're Barbie cause he bought you a chain. But make believe and real, they ain't the same. Yeah. Girl, I know you wanna stand out. And we wanna school, that's all they talk about. But having babies before you reach a prime. No need to rush, you take your time, man. Hold on. Hate on you the most. Girl, don't even pay him attention. Bitch, yeah. So long. There was some time, just leave him behind. Your future is right here waiting. Girl, don't let your mind reveal your potential. To sell you a dream, call it presidential. Then nobody misuse your body. Use your mind and I don't show you how to do it. Cry is not an option. Defeat is not an option. Sleep is not an option. A baby is not an option. Baby's not an option. Don't let nobody stop you. Cause I'll be a rooting for you. Straight to your destiny. Girl, this is victory. F-L-O-A-T.
Sometimes I don't know what we're doing, but we live in a dying. We live in a world where kids gotta die for no reason. Innocence lost.
gotta do better as a people. We all need to wake up. There's no reason to walk into a school and kill 20 kids, 6 adults. We're talking about babies that never got to live their life, 6 or 7 years old. Lawyers, doctors, the first female president, Nobel Peace Prize winner. We got kids out here dying over phone pods and over shoes. It's sad, man. Sad.
Hey, man, there you go, man. Hey, man, it killed me, man.
people are something else. Now, you know, we stopped playing profanity and all of that stuff in the songs and everything, but, you know, this is a special occasion, so I put music in. You get people, well, I had sent my song, and you said, there ain't no cussing. Well, I don't think you understand. The music I'm just playing, this is Lawless music. You are listening to Lawless Radio, okay? All that, calm down, out of the format, man. I mean, come on, how you gonna sit? You say you can't play mad. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Right.
That right there, man, it just gives something to my gut. I don't like to see draw me and cry. Don't do it, y'all. Somebody go get him a hanky, a box of white, like something like that. Hey, my people just tuning in. If y'all just tuning in, y'all missed it. All right, my man, B-Mo Slim. Hey, y'all.
Right.
He said it, y'all. It's Lawless. Hey,
that's
man,
right.
Shout out to my people, man, T480, man. I mean, man, shout out to my man, B-Mo, man. I mean, hey, it's all about, man, it's all about bringing y'all some good stuff, man. And, I can't say it enough. I mean, it ain't something that I say with my man on the show that I don't say when I'm not around. Just the whole thing, you know, just the Sin City, you know, movement, 480, all of that. I mean, guys work. You know, and when you're looking at the movements and you look at the comparisons and stuff, man, I mean, people are working, you know, and that right there is a great. And I mean, just to get anybody, you know, from that camp, you know, to do anything, it's like, man, we was just off in the draft, man. You know what I'm saying? Championship team, you know what I'm saying? Got a trade from a championship team, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's sitting there like, okay, all right, that's what I'm saying. Champions with champions, baby. That's how it should be, man. So that is a great deal, man. That's a great deal. Big deal, man. And we definitely going to show y'all how big the deal is. Like I said, Lawless Radio Awards has been pushed back because of other commitments and things we have going on. And I do not want to have to show everybody. Remember last year it was an online event. This year online is not good enough. It's all about progression. Online is not good enough this year. This year it's got to be bigger, and for me to attempt to do it, you know, August the 25th, like it was supposed to, you know, it would be happening during the time other things are happening, and something would end up paying the price, and I don't want anything to pay the price. Everything has got to be just right. It has got to be there. If it ain't there, y'all know me, I won't show it to you. I don't believe in demos. You either got to be getting the presentation or you ain't getting nothing from me. I don't beta test nothing. You will not be a part of my beta testing, at least. I do the testing solo. And if you don't make my step, man, I ain't ready. No. I remember he had did that one and it wasn't that good. Never. Ain't happening. I am insecure, and I am comfortable with my insecurities. I don't like losing. I fall in front of a crowd to win the race. Yes, I will. If I can't win it, ain't nobody winning it. Hey, D, at least I'm honest, dog. Hey, you
right.
Got somebody right now saying, hey, that's what, somebody, man, I would to us with a God. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in later on tonight, man. Your man B-Mo is going to be on Lawless Radio After Dark, man. Y'all know what it is. Y'all check out your man, Buck, man. I'm surprised Buck didn't hit me, man. Buck usually be on the show, man.
What's up, man? What's going on with you?
Hey, man, you know.
Yeah, man, I want the formal introduction,
topic,
man.
Man.
I want it all.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know you definitely get it, man. Buck me, man. Buck,
right.
I call Buck the show jumper. Buck me on every show, man. I give it up for him, man. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all keep Nikki Outlaw in your prayers. Nikki has been through a number of surgeries. I know people are tuned in yesterday. And, you know, her absence, Buck has been taking the show, Patrice has been taking the show. You know, she's had a number of surgeries. She's doing good. She's in good spirits, you know, and that's the main thing. But she still has a couple more surgeries that she has to go through. So y'all keep Nikki in your prayers, man, and we are hoping for a speedy recovery. Get her back
Amen.
To Tuesday nights, man, keeping it real with y'all, man. Y'all tune in, man, Saturday, man. Y'all know Mel Lawless, man, and M.O., man. They ain't got no business doing what they be doing on that show. But, hey, it's Lawless Radio After Dark, so anything goes.
Right, right.
That's all like. Hey, hold on. I see this Mel Lawless right here. Hold on. Let's see. Who we got? 414-807. Who we got calling?
Hey there. What's up, cuz? You know I've been listening
on,
the whole time. I just wanted to call in and show my love, and it's Lawless.
It's Lawless, baby. There you go. Hey, I told you, man.
You know, yeah, I want to show my love for Nikki. I am praying for her, and
yeah.
I did reach out to her, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
she gets better.
She's doing good, man. And I mean, you know, a happy spirit, man. A happy spirit, I mean, can really, really do a lot for a lot of stuff. You know, I was just in there, you know, and I got a lot of people still jumping down my throat. You being one of them, keep telling me to slow down. You know,
right.
I'm in
you
there
know,
with the
I thought it was the first one that told you that.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, hey, the body goes through what it goes through, man. And I mean, once it's had too much, man, it shut down, you know. But man, hey, the IVs hanging up out you, man. I'm sorry, hey, I'm promising everybody, I got a real hard month ahead. You know, we got a lot of things we're doing. I'll probably slow down after that, but right now I'm too close, man. And say, you ain't gonna make Uncle Tia stop. Come on, I'm like Freddy Krueger. Hold on, wait a minute. They
try drowning
me.
You know, you need to let people help you out a little bit more. I'm here if you need some. You already know that.
Now look at that. Hey, look, cuz, you got it. Hey, man, y'all see that, man? Why is everybody around me calling me greedy? Everybody calling me greedy, B. Everybody. Only thing it is, man, I mean, it is a hell of a team, man. I love everybody, man. Everybody does great, man. Everybody be really on top of it. But, you know, it's like, you know, when you jumping on some things, I love to jump on a lot of things myself before I pass them on, you know, to make sure that everything is right. Why would I waste your time if I don't feel good about it? And it's a waste of your time for me to, hey, go check this out and see what's up with it. You know, I didn't even know what's up with it. You know, now you go check it out, you know, and I wasted your time. I would rather waste my time than to waste your time, you know. And plus, anyway, if it's not concrete, it don't leave my mouth. I really wait for everything to be concrete, you know, before it comes out. You know, in this business, man, it's a whole bunch of showboating and lying. You got my man barely making that payment, you know, on that Lexus, and he riding it around saying he Dapper Dom, big boy, you know, got on lease jewelry, man. Hey, don't nobody laugh, man. Southside Chicago, man, you can rent jewelry, man. That's my head to find out, man. That's my head up to find out. If you ain't Chi-Town, man, you need some jewelry, you can go and rent it. But why go through all of that fake fictitious stuff, man? I mean, hey, what my man, Howlin' Wolf, what he saying, Cadillac Records, man? I own this truck. It don't own me. That's how I look at my truck. I own it. It don't own me. You know, and I just get out, man. You put your hand on so much, man, but it's not to say that I don't believe in my team. I really believe in everybody. But I would rather waste my time before I waste anybody else's time. But I'm going to take y'all advice, Mel. I mean, I'm getting them calls, Lynn, Buck, Tanya, Teaser. You know, I'm getting them calls. Fall back. Give up a little bit more. I'm going to be giving up a lot of stuff, y'all, because I got another thing that I'm getting ready to take off. I'm going to be giving up a lot of stuff, man. But, man, thank you to everybody that hit up, man. I mean, it feels good, you know, when your people hit you to make sure that you are taking care of yourself, man. I mean, you know, hitting up, man. Got your water, man. Shout out to my man, P. P out there, man, 104 temperature. No action. Make it hit me. Man, I know you resting, man. You getting your rest, man. You good. How you checking on me? And you got 104 temperature, man. That's love, man. That is my man, man. I love that cat, man. You really do it. So get well. My man be listening to the show and don't get on the phone. I don't be understanding how do dudes be shy about the radio. Can't nobody see you. I keep telling them. I can be doing my show in my underwear. Nobody would know. You know what I'm saying? Don't be shy when it comes to radio, man. All
right.
Hey, man. Right. Let me bring my man T back in. Where you at, T? T, man, you still there? Hey, there you go, T. T, man, we get ready to wrap up this show, man. Give me some shout-outs, man. Give me some words of wisdom from the Zen Master, man.
I just want to shout-out, as always, the crew, man, for, you know, doing what they do, keeping me relevant, you know, working hard. Shout-out to Rod, Keita, Marlo, David, everybody in the crew. Definitely want to shout-out B, you know, for this big move that he's got going on today. It's definitely a great day. Shout out to Shane Donovan and his project. I mean, that's what it is, man. It's Lawless, you know. What more can I say? That's the words of wisdom for tonight. It's Lawless.
It's Lawless, baby. Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Hey, B, I don't even know how you
got
to send a shout out, man.
You
getting ready to go back on the radio.
Right, man. But you know what I'm gonna do tonight too? I'm playing a guest on my own show, man. I'm gonna put the steering wheel. Well, I ain't gonna put the steering wheel. Actually, she's gonna get in my place tonight. She kind of pushed me out the way. You know what I'm saying? So the show will be run by the one and only Links Misfit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna call in because I got some running around and stuff to do. And I was like, you know, I can't let this opportunity pass by tonight because of personal situations. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
We've amassed a following. We got us a fan base now. We can't just take days off, you know. So I've been afforded a wonderful co-host that can step in and keep the ball, you know, bouncing and things of that nature. So I'm going to get her in there, and we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to call in. We're going to keep this announcement here going and talk about that a little bit more in depth and things of that nature. So definitely, man, I appreciate it because it came at a good time tonight. Had a lot of personal things going on, and this really helped turn my night around. So I don't think I've officially thanked on the air. I know we talked in private because y'all are my family, but I want to thank TL and I want to thank T for helping me through 7 weeks of hell. I just came back home from, man, and like, I'm really humble. It taught me a lot, went through a lot of crap, but it felt good to know I had pillars that was standing strong and holding stuff down in my absence, man. And I come home to this. This is the best gift I could have come home to, man. So I just want to thank y'all both for doing what y'all do, man. I'm just amazed by how y'all work, and I can only hope, that I can wind up being on y'all's level one day, man. So.
No problem, man.
He done told me up, T, talking about getting on my level, man. I mean, I'm just, man, just a cat that was looking out for his family, man. That's it, man. That's, you know,
well,
I consider that, man, just that part of being a man, man. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You know, that's
right.
The way I was taught, you know. So that's all I call myself doing, man, just taking care of my family. That's all, bro.
Right.
Absolutely, bro. Great job, man. Great show. And I'm going to sign off with this, man. It's Lawless.
It's
right
Lawless. Hey, there you go right there, B, man. We finna get up out of here, man. Let this music take them out. Give them a shout out real quick, man. One time. It's Lawless.
Right on. Peace.
Peace out. Hey, man, I want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole purpose of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the podcasting rights to be a part of this show and every show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Radio edits. Please make sure you're following us. That is at Lawless Radio. Hey, we don't support y'all. The least you can do is support us, man. All it is click and follow, all right? You want to follow the chairman, that is at the chairman, TL. Want to follow man, B-Mo Slim, that is at B-Mo Slim, man. Make sure y'all tune back in next week, man. Catch me later on tonight, man. I will be on the Be Most Slim Experience with Lane Misfit, 11 o'clock, Lawless Radio After Dark. Catch your man Buck tomorrow night, man. Got to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people working Frontier and AirTran in Milwaukee, my people working Frontier AirTran in Chicago's Midway, my people working United, American, U.S. Airways in Chicago's O'Hare, my people working American, U.S. Airways, Frontier, Southwest, U.S. Airways, man, working airlines here in Atlanta, Hartsfield Airport, man. Man, y'all keep them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure the plane's going. You do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. If nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. Hey, man, I'm going to sign out saying that, man, as long as the life is good, man. Hey, man, all praises, man, and it only gets better, man. It keeps going, man. So I will catch y'all next week. Remember, the Lawless World Order is in full effect.
Yeah, man, I got my bills paid and my tank full. Just put another bad chick last night and I'm off work. Got my husband's on the side, but I keep the 9 to 5 the way I'm alright. And I thank God cause I woke up, cause you know I got the little see another day. I'm the type of dude that need cake. I'm getting fried before I sleep and then I wake and bake and I'm getting it. Then I flip it, then I'm riding around till it's gone. Shout out to whoever ran around at this home. When I get it, I deserve it, I've been sitting too long. And I'm so turned up, plus my dude's getting cake for me. Shout out to all the women who would wait for me, but just pray for me because lately I can't trust them, I believe in that faithfully.
Yeah, yeah. Not everybody put your hands up and rev your head like you don't give a what. It's never too late for me. But right now you can hate me. Nothing right now you can say to me. Time to celebrate cause you know I got my bills paid and my thankful. Just put on whatever she claims. I got my bills paid and my thankful. Just put on whatever she claims.
Only live once, so I stop and lane quit. Like, hold up, hold up. Your girl already here, but she tell me she about to roll up, roll up. She like, you know what? It's better with the drama, deal with it when I'm sober. You wrong, you know what you wanna do is what I told her, so you know I'm there back like the month of October. October, yeah. Hopping VIP with celebs, I ain't even had to pay to see. Pouring up, so you know I'm feeling very free. Living forever young is what I wanna be. Yeah.
But you know, we can only party till the sunrise. Living up to the fullest, but you know I gotta do it till your boy die.
Try to keep this simple, you feel me? Yeah.
Check, check. Girl, you got the body of a goddess and you know it's true.
It's true.
Looking at you at the corner of my eye, thinking them I want you.
Thinking them I want you.
Playing hard, ain't giving it up, but that's cool, don't like easy. But baby, can I be your exception? I can get your bills paid and your tank full. I can make it all happen for you tonight. Get your girlfriends and her friends too. I got my homies so we can make it alright. Are you down?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be your motor car.